kind of a round thing, you know?
A bulb?
Yeah, right. What about that? Would you call that sound?
I know.
Just
I always.
It a light.
Yeah, I call it, I rarely refer to it as a bulb.
Okay. If you were to just wash your clothes and you were going to hang them up outside,
mm-hmm.
you would probably carry them outside.
In a clothes basket.
And mentioning bottling something. Say if you'd already gotten the liquid in, maybe homemade wine or something like that. Something that you would put in the top.
The cork.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Would seal it, cork and seal it.
Yeah. I've heard people say anything besides cork to mean the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be a stopper?
Yeah, cork stopper. I've heard them use the both words for the same
cork
thing.
Stopper.
Cork stopper, uh-huh.
Okay. And this musical instrument that people play.
Harmonica.
Yeah. Heard that call anything else?
Yeah, mouth harp.
Mouth harp.
Mm-hmm.
Heard it called a French harp.
Mm-mm.
Okay. What about things you play? You know, it makes a kind of twangy noise like that.
Yeah, but I don't know what that is.
Heard it called a Jew's harp?
Mm-mm.
Not
Mm-mm.
Very common tool that people would use to beat nails with. That would just be
a regular hammer.
I'm going to ask you some things about a wagon. Do you have any idea what you would call that long wooden piece that runs between the horses? No idea. What about, have you ever heard people say tongue of the wagon?
I don't know anything about a wagon.
Okay. All right. Or say on a buggy, when you're hitching a horse up to a buggy, those long things that stick out from the front of the buggy that you would back the horse between.
I don't know anything about a buggy.
Okay.
Even.
You ever heard people talk about buggy shafts?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or say on a wagon wheel, right in the middle, you got the hub,
mm-hmm.
and then the spokes go out from the hub
mm-hmm.
and go into the... Well, say, the outside edge of a wagon wheel, you call that the wheel? Any idea?
Mm-mm.
Rim of the wheel?
Yeah, if that's what I would use, I'd say the rim of it.
Okay. And on a wagon, do you know what the traces are?
Mm-mm.
Metal, kind of metal chains that hitch up to the horse and attach the horse.
Oh, yes, uh-huh, I have heard that, uh-huh.
Those things that the trace is attached to, kind of a horizontal piece of wood that will move like so to keep the wagon from tipping over on either way.
Mm-hmm.
Have any idea what?
No. But now you're going to make me want to study up on wagons. Say, I knew so little about wagons and buggies and stuff.
Don't feel bad. Everybody had gone through this with me. I didn't know this either.
And it's amazing,
yeah,
isn't it?
Single tree? Ever heard that?
Single tree,
Or if you had two horses, each with a single tree, they would both be attached to a double tree?
No, I don't like. I can remember very few buggies in my time. I can remember there wasn't any cars down here, but there were so few buggies. But in the town was so compact, you just didn't need them.
Right. Okay. What about this expression? Say if you were sitting on your front porch and you saw a fella come by with a wagon load of wood, and shortly thereafter he came back, it was empty. A little while later, came back with another load. This just went up,
mm-hmm.
went on all day. What would you say he was doing? Oh, so and so's been all day.
Just hauling wood.
Yeah. Or this word, say if a big tree had fallen across the road and was blocking my way, I might tie a piece of rope onto that thing and try to off the road.
Just pull it.
Okay. Pull it. Or another way of saying it, you know, I just try to thing off.
Still pulling the tree,
okay.
Yeah.
I heard somebody use the term snake it off.
Mm-mm.
You're not familiar with that?